described so beautifully by Vyasadeva in Bhagavatam, Gopi Vastraharana. Famous Leela. World class. This is a world class Leela. And we have world class clothing or shoes or whatever, heroes. This is a world class Leela of Krishna. It is widely depicted. So many paintings everywhere in India of Krishna snatching the garments of the gopis. Because the mundane people, they're very much attracted. Oh, Krishna, stealing the clothes of the gopis. The gopis are appearing naked. Like some of our artists, these are Deshi artists, Deshi Chitrawalas. They're very fond of painting this painting of Krishna, of the gopis standing there naked, half standing in the Jamuna. And everyone looks, oh, 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 oh. Gopis, no. Gopis, and Vina Vivastra. In Sanskrit, Shukadeva Goswami describes their condition as Vivastra. Vastra means kapra, right? Clothing. Vivastra means no clothing, without clothing. In English, we say naked. Or in the first canto, Shukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva describes Shukadeva as Digambara. Like we say, Pitambara, Nilambara. Krishna wears Pitambara, yellow garment. And Radharani wears a blue sari, Nilambara, Pitambara. Well, what does Shukadeva wear? What kind of dhoti does he wear? He wears a Digambara. You understand? The wind, the directions. Dig means direction, it's Digambara. But when Vyas is describing the gopis in this Leela, Gopi Vastraharani, he says, Vivastra. They were Vivastra, without their Vastra. Appearing externally without their Vastra, but they were with Vastra. Vivastra means no covering. Kapra, vina kapra. Kapra, vina kapra, without clothing. But they were covered. They were covered. They were thickly, very thickly covered. So the gopis are also thickly covered. Although it's writing, you read the verse, it says, Vivastra. So someone said they were at a no covering. How you say they were covered? They were thickly, thickly, very mota covering, mota, very thickly, fatly covered. They were Prem Vastra. Krishna Prem Vastra. They were covered, very thickly covered with pure love for Krishna. So we want to hear about such Shuddha Bhaktas. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Shuddha Bhakata, those pure devotees, Charana Renu, we want the dust, the charan, the raj, we say in Hindi, you say raj, means dust. We want the charna raj, the padma raj. We want the dust from the feet of the devotees on our head. Shuddha bhakata charana renu bhajana anukula. Bhajan anukul. Anukul. Bhajan anukul. What is bhajan? Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam. Chant, hearing, chanting, remembering. This is bhajan. Everything is included in these three. If there's hearing, chanting, and remembering, there's automatically archan, and there's automatically samarpan, and atmanivedanam, and friendship, and dasyam. Everything is there. Bandhanam. This is the perfection. Shravanam kirtanam smaranam. So, this bhajan anukul, what is favorable for devotion, is to get the dust from the feet of the devotees on our head. And how do we get the dust from the feet of devotees? We can take their feet and put them on their heads. That is also one way. In Gaur Leela, you see Nitai and Chaitanya. Gaur Nitai are chasing each other and trying to capture each other's foot dust. And Krishnadas Kaviraj, he says, listen, Mahabal, Teen Mahabal, Bhaktaparaduli, Bhaktaparaduli, Bhaktaparajal. He says, Bhakta Padaduli, Bhakta Padajal, Bhakta Uchisha, Teen Mahabal, Jal and Bal. This is poetry, Bengali poetry. So one line is Jal and the next line is Bal. Bal, as you know, means Balaram, Baladev, power, spiritual power, Shakti. Krishnavina Shakti Nahi, Tara Parvartan. Krishna's coverage is saying, Kali Kalera Dharma, Nam Sankirtan. The Dharma, the religion for Kali, is Nam Sankirtan, Prem Sankirtan, pure chanting, Shudhanam, Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishnanam. Krishna Vina Shakti Nahi Pravartan. Pravartan, you cannot establish that path of pure devotion unless you have Krishna Shakti. No Shakti, Krishna Shakti Vina. Without Krishna Shakti, you can't establish. So this power comes from this mercy. Teen Mahabal, he says, this water that washed the feet of the devotee, the uchishta, the foodstuffs, the remnants of the devotee, the Krishna Prasad which he has eaten, if he has mercifully left anything out of his ahoituki kripa, causeless mercy. Generally, brahmachari sannyasi, everything is finished. You put one dry plate down, sukha patra, and so much prasad, but when the brahmachari is finished, the plate is still dry. When the sannyasi is finished, the plate is totally dry. Oh, you didn't eat anything? Because everything is inside. Every drop of mercy, Krishna prasad, mercy, every drop is inside. Nothing left. That leaf looks like you can, brand new. Like Naya Patra. Oh, you ate something? Yes, nothing left. Especially in some temples, we don't get much prasad, so you eat everything. So this is the uchishta. So this verse of Bhaktivinoda is saying that this charanarenu. So here the gopis have sprinkled the world. The gopis have sprinkled the world with their charanarenu, with their Padma Raj, with the dust of their feet. The dust of their feet of the gopis is forever falling on the heads of the conditioned souls because of Vyasadeva has so beautifully depicted their leelas, their guna and karma, their actions and qualities and pastimes in the pages of the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we take shelter of the umbrella of Bhagavatam, if that umbrella of the Bhagavatam is over our heads, then that dust, just like this is an umbrella, the roof of this temple is like a chata. You can imagine one stick coming down from that chandelier. It even looks like an umbrella. You know umbrella? Chata? Boop. Just looks like, this part here looks like a chata. You know? So under the umbrella of Bhagavatam, then all this dust is sprinkling down. So these pastimes are meant to nourish. They're anukul. Anukul means favorable. They are favorable for our bhajan. By taking advantage of hearing about these pure devotees, how they surrendered, how much dedication, how much tapasya, how much surrender they had, then that dust will come in our mind and come in our heart. And with that charna padma raj, or the dust of the feet of the devotees, such as these gopikas, the gopis of Vrindavan, that sharanagati will come inside of us, that surrender, that bhav, that determination, all the wonderful qualities that devotees exhibit, all the wonderful qualities that pure devotees exhibit, they will gradually, in a sprinkling wave, piece by piece, they will start to fill our minds and hearts. Our minds and hearts will start to become filled with surrendered mood and bhav, feelings for Krishna. And our minds will become strengthened with the virtuous qualities like determination and tolerance, the ability to tolerate difficulty and austerity, to perform austerities, tapo divyam pujakayena sattvam shudyad yashmad brahmasokyam tvanantam. Rishabhadeva is telling in the fifth canto that human life is meant for tapasya. Voluntarily accept some difficulty. Embrace hardship. Don't run away from difficulty. Look for comfort. Oh, I want comfort. I want comfort. Easy life. Easy going. We say, oh, he's easy going. Easy going in bhakti, on bhakti marg, means no going. Means no, not moving. Means, oh, easy going. Take it easy, man. Just chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, bas. Or nay, kuch nay. Bhagavat Pardhana, Bhagavat Shravan, Kirtan, Yatra, Vaishnava Seva, kuch nay. Hare Krishna, prasad. easygoing. But we don't see that. In this pastime, which we'll hear over the next few days, if we have the fortune to exist in this world and sit in this holy seat of Vyas, we will be amazed. And we'll get renewed, we'll get so much energy and strength for our devotion, for our bhajan, anukul. It's so favorable. And it all goes on in this month. It's text 1, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said, during the first month of the winter season, the young unmarried girls of Gokul observe the vow of worshipping goddess Katyayani. For the entire month, they ate only unspiced khichdi. Prabhupada's purport. The word Hemante refers to the month of Margashirsha, from approximately the middle of November to the middle of December, according to the Western calendar. In volume 1, chapter 22 of the Krishna, this translation and purport is by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. This is chapter 22. So now, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Gopi Puranadana, who you know, and other devotees, they're quoting from Prabhupada's Krishna book where he describes this pastime. In Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada says, first, the gopis ate havishyan, a kind of food prepared by boiling together mung dal and rice without any spices or turmeric. Of course, all of you know that rice and dal means khichdi. According to Vedic injunction, this kind of food is recommended to purify the body before one enacts a ritualistic ceremony. So here Shukadeva Goswami is establishing the setting for the pastime of Gopi Vastraharana, the Kalandeshan Patra, the time, the place, the circumstances. What is the time? Right now, Margashirsha. But what is Margashirsha? Margashirsha is Krishna. There are 12 months in a year. 1 month is specifically Radharani. She is the Devi. She is the Kartiki Devi, as Rupa Goswami explains in Stavamala. Also in the Radha Sahasranam, Lord Shiva is saying that Radharani is the goddess of Kartik. She is the Kartik Devi, or David. We say Devata, but she's the Devi. She's the goddess of the month of Kartik. So Kartik, which precedes this month, is the month of Radharani. It is the month of Radharani. How is that? The month is called Damodar Mas. Damodar Mas. Damodar is Krishna, Krishna Nam. How can Rupa Goswami say that this Kartik belongs to Radharani? How can he say that? He can say that on the basis of Shastra Praman, evidence from Shastra. He could even say it on the basis of his own position as the Mahajanacharya. He is a Nitya Parishad of Lord Krishna. He, Rupa Goswami, in Braja Gokul, in the spiritual world, is Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is a Kaya Vyuha, a direct expansion of the Swarup Shakti of the personal body. The spiritual body of Srimati Radharani expands. It's a kala, amsha, expansion. It's called Kaya Vyuha, direct of her body, expansion into the Sakis and Manjaris, the Ashta Sakis and Ashta Manjaris, the Mukhya Manjaris and the Upa Manjaris. So Rupa Goswami, in Gaur Leela, he takes a male form, appearing as a Brahmin boy, born in a Brahmin family. And then he grows up, and then he associates and serves Lord Chaitanya as Rupa Goswami. So he writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that there is a special vrata, a special vow, which comes every year in Damodar Mas. And then he quotes his Shastra Praman. Although he, as a Mahajanacharya, as a Nitya Siddha Parishad, or Parikar of Radha and Krishna, he can say whatever he likes, and it will be Siddhanta. It will be Siddhanta. It will be Tattva. Perfect Tattva. Tattva Siddhanta. Perfect truth. No mix, no any problem, absolute truth. Because he is not subject to the frailties or the limitations of the Triguna Mayi. He is Mukta. He is Mukta Jeev, liberated soul. So everything he says, everything he does is perfect. Yad yad acharati shrestha tatat evet rajana. He is a shrestha acharya. Whatever he does is beneficial for everyone. Whatever he speaks, whatever he says, however he moves, he's a shrestha. Yad yad acharati shrestha. Shrestha acharya means one who acts in such a way that he benefits. Shrestha, he creates benefit and goodness for everyone by his words, by his darshan, by his movements, by his writing, by his teaching, by his diksha. Everything is auspicious for the whole world, for the subjana, people of the whole world. He sets the example. So on that alone, he has the adhikar, he has the lakshana and the qualities to speak tattva. But yet, out of humility, Rupa Goswami, he submits himself to the parampara, and he submits himself to Shruti and Smriti and Puranadi, Shastra Praman. He submits himself to Vyasadeva. That's his greatness, because he's in parampara. So he quotes in his own book. His own book is called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but he quotes Padma Puran. His book was written 500 years ago, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but Padma Puran was written 5,000 years ago. So Rupa Goswami doesn't think, hey, listen, I'm a Parishad, I can speak whatever I want. No, I will say something, and whatever I say, I will back it up. I will support it with Shruti Smriti Puranadi, with evidence, Shastra Praman, with proof, evidence from the Shastra. So he says, Rupa Goswami, there is a special vrata, special vow that one performs in Kartik called the Urja, Urja Vrata. Urja. Urja is another name for Radharani. Her name is called Urjeshwari. Urja Ishwari. She is the controller, or the you can say the Lord, or the Queen of so many types of powers and energies of the Lord. Sarva Shakti Mayi. Radharani is Sarva Shakti Mayi. Krishna is the Purusha. And Radharani is the Shakti, or the Stri. Stri and Purusha. Radha and Krishna. Lakshmi Narayan. Sita and Ram. Right? Uma and Parvati. But Krishna, he is the Shaktiman, and Radharani is a Shakti. So that vow, that vrata which one performs in Kartik to please Urjeshwari and to attain the mercy and blessings of Urjeshwari is called the Kartik vrata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they observe some Kartik vrata. In Sanatana Goswami's Tika on the Damodar Astakam, called Dig Darshani Tika, Sanatana Goswami very clearly says that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas must observe a special vow, a special vrata in the month of Kartik to please Srimati Radharani, to attain her mercy. Kada Kurishya Siyamam Kripa Katakshabhajanam Makeshwari Kriyeshwari Sureshwari Sureshwari Triveda Bharati Shri Pramana Shashaneshwari Rameshwari Shameshwari Pramoda Kananeshwari Brajeshwari Brajadi Peshi Radhike Namostute. Lord Shiva and Urdhvanaya Tantra, he's glorifying Srimati Radharani. She's the Makeshwari and Kriyeshwari and the Urjeshwari. She is Vrindavanishwari. So Kartik month, October, November, we worship Radharani especially. But Radharani is not alone, it's Yugala Priti. Rupa Raghunatha Hoibe Akuti, Yugala Priti. That we worship Radha and Krishna together. Radha Govinda, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Gopinath, Radhika Raman, Radha Partasarthi, Radha Madhav. Always we worship Radha with Krishna. Yugal, Yugal Kishore. Arishadev is Radha and Krishna together. So that's Kartik month, the month of Radha Damodar. Of course, on Deepavali is the day, the very day on Amavasya, Mother Yashoda, she tied up that little boy with so many ropes. She tied up that boy and he got the name Damodar. And that month, that mass or month in which Damodar was tied up is called Damodar Mass, which Krishna was tied up and received the name Damodar is called Damodar Mass. So it's very nice. Namamishvaram sat chirananda rupam lasat kundalango kule brajamanam yashoda biyolukalad vavamanam. Right? The ulakad, the grinding mortar for grinding spices. She tied him to that ulakad. But what about us? We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Our ishta is Radha Krishna. Divya Vrindaranya Kalpajumada Srimad Ratnagara Simasanasto Shri Shri Radha Govinda Devo Preshta Alibi Savyamano Smarami Preshta Alibi Savyamano Smarami. I'm remembering you, Smarami, surrounded by your Preshta Alibi, by your wonderful intimate sakis, and they're doing seva. I'm always remembering you, and I'm remembering you, and I'm thinking of different sevas. I'm thinking of the services of your parishads. And I'm thinking of the seva that I will render there someday by Guru Kripa. Savyamanam smarami. So this is our ishta, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath. Jayatam surato pangur mama manda materakati matsarvasva padam bojo Radha madana mohano. This is sambandha, avideya, prayojana. But this month, Damodar mas, Yashoda Damodar, Vatsalya, Leela. What about us? We are aspiring to follow Gopi Anugata. Hey Tulsi. Hey Tulsi Maharani. What's that line? Hey Nevadana Daro. Sakiranugata Karo. I want Saki Anugatya. Hey, please, Tulsi Devi. I have no Adhikar. I have no qualification. What am I? I'm Badmash number one. Right? I'm Durjana. Durjana, I'm full of dosh, duk, all bad qualities. Oh, Tulsi, hey, Nevadana Daro, I want some dan. You give me, please give me something. Please give me qualification. Give me adhikar. Give me eligibility. Give me some, because on my own I have nothing. I have no power to enter there. I have no power to approach the lotus feet of Krishna. I'm full of kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. This is my I have so many disqualifications for prema. For the Prem, Seva, and Radha and Krishna, I have so many disqualifications. You understand disqualification? Lack of qualifications. Like we meet someone in the business world, we say, excuse me, sir, what is your qualification? They say, well, I'm educated in Delhi University, I'm a professor there. Oh, that's very nice, very good qualification. And what is your qualification? Oh, I am a doctor, I was educated in London, and I'm MBBS, this, that, whatever. Oh, very nice, son. So we in this world, we introduce each other and inquire about what is your qualification, isn't it? Educational qualification. What is our qualification to attain Prem Seva of Radha Govinda in the groves of Vrindavan? Zero. Zero. Only by Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, only by Guru Prasad. Ahoituki Kripa. Ahoituki Kripa, causeless mercy. Is it right? Ahoituki. Ahoituki Kripa, the causeless mercy of Gurudev. Radha Samukasam Saktim, Radha Sanmukasam Saktim, Sakisanga Nivasinim, Tamaham Satam Bande, Guru Saki Param, Guru Rupam Param Sakim. There's one prayer in the ISKCON deity worship book. It's called Pancha Pradeep. It is a prayer to Gurudev. Radhasan Mukha Samsaktim Sakisanga Nivasinim. O Gurudev, Tamaham Satatam Vande. I always and repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances and I worship you. Why? Because you're Radhasan Mukha Samsaktim Sakisangam Nivasinim. You're Nivas. Where is your Nivas? You know very well what is Nivas. Nivas means, where is your residence? Sakhi Sangha. You are living in the Sakhi Sangha, the association of the Sakhis, the Lita Vishaka, Lita Vishaka, Chitra, Champak, Induleka, Sudevi, Rangadevi. You're living there. And Radha Sanmukha Samsaktim. You're always immersed. You're always immersed and absorbed in serving the lotus feet of Radharani in great happiness. Radha Sanmukha Samsaktim. Tamaham Satatam Vande. Guru, he says, Param Sakim. Guru Rupam Param Sakim. I always meditate on the Guru Rupam, the form of my Guru as a Param Sakhi. My Guru, the form of my Guru in the spiritual world is a Param Sakhi, and I meditate on that. Oh, he is there in his exalted form as a Sakhi, Sakhi Sarup. So, getting mercy from him, Ahoituki Kripa from Guru, Kripa Bindu Diya, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, right? Kuroed Hase. Kripa Bindu Diya. Kripa Bindu Diya. Diya means please give me Diya. Give me a Bindu. Just give me a drop of your mercy and then I will get the Adhikar to serve the lotus feet of Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. Please, I beg you. So we also beg Tulsi. E Nevedanadara Sakir Anugatokaro. Please give me the qualification that I can someday in some future life attain the service, attain the adhikar to become a Sakhi Anugatya, a follower of the Sakhis of Vrindavan. So this is Kartik month. So worshipping Radha and Krishna, why is it special for us? Because there's a special Leela that happened then. Everyone knows what happened on Amavasya. On Deepavali, Sanatana Goswami reveals in its Vaishnav Toshini. On Deepavali, when everything was dark, when everything was dark on Deepavali, Mother Yashoda illuminated the world. Mother Yashoda illuminated. You understand illuminated? Prakash. Prakash. Isn't it Prakash? She illuminated Mother Yashoda on that dark day and that dark night of the Amavasya. Mother Yashoda illuminated the world with the pure effulgent light of her Vatsalya Prema. And her Vatsalya Prema comes in a series. So when we think about Krishna, we have to consider everything in terms of Kala, Desha, and Patra. So now we're approaching this wonderfully beautiful Leela, Gopi Vastraharana Leela. We want to understand something about the Kala, the time. So this time is Margashirsh. So we heard about Kartik month and how everyone worships Radha Govinda, especially Radharani, praying for Radharani's Kripa, performing various vratas and austerities to get the mercy of Radharani. This is Kartik. And especially, what connects the Damodar Mas with Radha and Krishna? Because I thought in Damodar Mas it's only Namamishvaram Sachirananda Rupam Lasa Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. So what is it that connects this month of Damodar, which appears to be Vatsalya Leela, with Radha and Krishna? Because we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas and our Ishta Dev is Radha Madan Mohan Govinda Gopinath. Right? It's Shriman Rasa Rasaram Vivamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Suvaneya Gopir Gopinatha Striyastunaha. This is Gopinath. So in Puran, Brahmavivart Puran, it tells on Kartik Purnima. We heard a brief description of this Damodar Leela, which occurred on Amavasya, on Deepavali. And on that day, we heard that Avali, the word Avali means a series of, or a succession of, or a line of lights. One deepam, another deepam, another deepam, another deepam, another deepam. Many, many deepams in a line is called Deepavali. Is it right? Am I correct? Thank you. So this is Deepavali. So I was mentioning on this day, Amavasya, the dark day in the month of Kartik, Mother Yashoda illuminated the world with the Prem Prakash. What type of Prem? Vatsalya Prem Prakash. She illuminated the world with the brilliant effulgence of her pure sweet love for Krishna. She was able to bind Krishna with that love. Prema Sambandha. She bound Krishna to that Uluka. But it took a lot of effort and lots of ropes. Damo means rope and Udara means belly. But this Deepavali Leela is also, she illuminated the world with a deepam, with a Prem Pradeep. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one book called Prem Pradeep. Yashoda illuminated the world. Look, everyone, see the purity, see parental love. This is parental love. This is motherly love, Vatsalya, in its purest, topmost form. Love for Gopal. Love for Krishna. And in each one of Mother Yashoda's Leelas, each one of the pastimes of Mother Yashoda in her Vatsalya Bhav, expressing her Vatsalya Bhav towards Krishna, is like a deepam. Each one of our interactions is one lila, another lila, another lila. Yashoda Krishna, Yashoda Krishna, Yashoda Krishna. And that becomes a Deepavali. Prema Deepavali. Prem Pradeep. It's called Prem Pradeep Avali. It is a row, the row of pastimes. All the pastimes of Mother Yashoda, one after the another, they illuminate the world with the beauty, sweetness, and taste of Vatsalya Prem. That's the significance of Deepavali. Now, 2 weeks later, it is Purnima. Now the world is being illuminated, the whole Jagat is being illuminated by Chandrama. Purnamasi. It is full moon, the light, rays of the light are shining all over the world. What more light can there be? What more brilliance can be found than the full moon on the night of Purnima? But on that very day, there was another beautiful pastime that took place, which also illuminated the world even more brilliantly than the full moon. And that took place when the moon combined with the sun. Soothing rays and healing rays, nourishing rays, heat and cold combining together, fire and ice. They have this, sometimes this phrase is there and advertised.
So,
Shashi. Shashi Suryayo. Krishna says in Gita, Shashi Suryayo. The sun and the moon. I am the light of the sun and the moon. Shashi Suryayo. So what is that combination where the sun and the moon come together? In Kartik on Purnamasi. That's when Banu, who is Banu? Banu is Banu Nandini. Banu Nandini is the daughter of Rishabhanu. Banu means sun, effulgence, rays. So when Banu Nandini, Srimati Radharani combines with Krishna Chandra. You know Krishna Chandra? Vrindavan Chandra? Krishna Chandra? That full moon over Vrindavan, when that sun of Radharani combines with the moon of Krishna, that is on Kartik Purnima. Radha Damodar Ki Jai. What effulgence they create when they come together. What soothing rays, what tasty rasas they perform and churn by their sangam, their sambhog lila. What is that pastime that we meditate on during Kartik as we worship our Ishta, Radha Govinda, Radha Damodar? That pastime is this. We'll end on this note. That pastime is that Krishna was scheduled, you can say, or it was prearranged that Krishna was supposed to meet Radharani in the nice, beautiful Kunj on the bank of Yamuna on this Purnima evening in Kartik. But somehow or other he got detained and he came late in the very end of Purnima when the sun was just rising the next day. The Usha time. And Radharani, the Sakis were very upset. It's a very long story. So what happened then, Radharani, there were so many exchanges, but we'll summarize it briefly. So then Radharani said, listen, we waited for you so long. Now, we're not going to let you leave from this kunj. Now you've come to my kunj, to my seva kunj. So I'm going to tie you up here. So then Radharani took her kinkini mala off, her waist belts, and she put it around Krishna, and behind him there was one lata going around a tree, very thick, thick type of lata, like some latas, they get very thick, you see, in the jungle. So she put her waist belts around the lata and around Krishna, and then she tied it. Okay, now you're not going to go anywhere. You can never leave this kunj without the sanction and permission of me and my sakis, Lalita Vishaka. So in this Kartik Purnima, Radharani bound up Krishna with her love. One kinkini mala. She didn't need to borrow Lalita sakis, waist bells and Vishakasaki and tie all together like Yashoda. She could bind Krishna with one waist bell. And after, that's very significant because Radharani is Sumadhyama. Sumadhyama means that her middle portion, her waist is very slender, very thin, very attractive. It's a sign of a beauty for a woman to have a thin waist, not to have a big bass drum. You have a big bass. When you're young, you have a little thin Sumadhyama, but then after 20 years of marriage, you have a bass drum. Bong, 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 bong. It comes like this and like this. His life goes on like that. No problem. We're not the body. Aham Brahmasmi. So, with this tiny waist belt, Radharani was able to bind the Vishwarup. She was able to tie up the Vishwarup, the whole universe, the universal form. Krishna is, his belly is so udar. His udar is so, Vishwa udar is as big as the universe. And that's the form that Krishna showed Mother Yashoda. She had thousand lakhs and lakhs of ropes, and still it was two fingers too short. She couldn't bind that Krishna. But Radharani just took off her weight. One second, she bound him. So that's Radha Damodar. So that is the month of Radharani. Then after the month of Radharani comes Margashirsha. It's called Hemante. In this verse, the word is Hemante. Hemante means the beginning of the winter. And this is translation here. It says the beginning of winter season, the cold season. So this is when the gopis, the Braja Kumari, the Kumarikas, the virgin girls of Vrindavan, they began their worship during this month. Why? Why this Kala? We're talking about Kala, the time. Why at this time? Why didn't they worship during Kartik? Because Kartik is Radharani's month. She's a Kartiki Devata. She's the Devi, the goddess of Kartik. They didn't want Radharani. They already had Sakhi Sangha of Radharani. They were already associates and friends of Radharani. They wanted Krishna. Nanda Gopa Sutam Devim. They wanted these Devis, these goddesses, these Sakhis, they wanted Krishna as their husband. So therefore, they very carefully calculated which month is a special month dedicated to Krishna. Although all 12 months are named after Krishna, and Madhava Mas, and Damodar Mas, and Padmanabha Mas, and Trivikram, this Mas, that Mas. This Kartik is named Damodar Mas, but actually it's dedicated to Radha Govinda, and especially Radharani. Margashirsha is named after Krishna. It is, I forget the name, Rishikesh. What is Margashirsha month? Rishikesh Mas? Each month has Keshav. So this Margashirsha is called Keshava Mas. It's named after Krishna. But this is a special month because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Margashirsha Ham. He says, of all the months, of the 12 months of the year, I am Margashirsha. This is my month. So to worship Krishna during this month is the way to capture Krishna. So they very carefully, why didn't they worship? Why didn't the Kumarikas worship Krishna during Kartik Mas or Chaitra Mas or Vaishak? Because they wanted to do their brata. They wanted to worship Katyayani during this time and get her mercy, because it's also a special time to worship Durga. And they wanted to get the mercy of Krishna, who is honored most importantly in this month of Margashirsha. So this is significant. So that's going on right now. So this is a monthly meditation for us during our japa, to meditate on this pastime, which is described in chapter 22 of Bhagavatam. It's also described by Kavi Karnapur in Ananda Vrindavan Champu in chapter 12. A very, very deep description of the exchanges and conversations between Krishna and the gopis, and gopis and gopis, each other. Very beautiful. So if we're permitted, tomorrow we'll continue. I think the time is out for today. But tomorrow we'll continue to go through this chapter and try to enter into this pastime and receive so many good teachings and so much nourishment and strength for our heart of bhakti. We have Kala, Nandesh, and Patra. So in this verse, all three things are told by Shukadev Goswami. That is the Kala, Margashirsha, this month. This is the pastime for this month, this whole month. And then what is the Desh? That means, Desh means, where was it? Was it in Nandagram? Was it in Barsana? Where was that pastime? Was it in Delhi? No, it says Nanda Braj. Nanda Braj means the Desh, the place. Kala Desh and Patra. Everything must be considered carefully in terms of Kala Desh and Patra. So why didn't Shukadev Goswami say Vrindavan? The pastime was in Vrindavan. He said Nanda Braj. Because Nanda Braj, that's how the Brijbasis, that's how the residents of Vrindavan, that's how they call. They say Nanda Braj. Because our Nanda Baba, when we all lived together in Brihadvan, when we lived in Brihadvan, which is also called Mahavan in Gokul, when we all lived together, our Nanda Maharaj and his brothers Upananda and Abhinanda and Sunanda, they all met together and said, oh, there's these different demons that are coming and threatening our children and threatening our village. There was Putana and Trinavarta and Chakatasura. It is not safe here. We should move from here. Oh, Nanda Baba, what do you think? Because everyone had great regard. All the Brijbasis, they regard Nanda Baba as the leader, because Krishna is his son. Nanda Sutta. Nanda Nandana. Yashoda Nandana. So they consider, this is not Vrindavan, this is not Braj Bhumi, this is not Braj Mandal, it's Nanda Braj. It's the Braj that belongs to our Nanda Baba. There can be so many brajas and so many brindavans. There can be so many brindavans. A forest of tosi. Brindavan. But you can create somewhere a new Brindavan. New Brindavan in West Virginia. And you can make a Brindavan in Mayapur. Any place you plant hundreds and hundreds of tulsis, make a beautiful garden, that becomes a Brindavan. And so many trees and maybe next to a river. But when you say Nanda Braj, that means that Braj. And they don't say Nanda Brindavan, they say Nanda Braj. That wonderful land which is always moving. Braja means moving. Braja, and because Nanda moved. We're all with Nanda Maharaj because we're with Nanda Nandan. We live for Nanda Nandan. We breathe for Nanda Nandan. We eat, we speak, we sing, we walk, we move only for Nanda Nandan. And his father is Nanda Baba. And the place we live is Nanda Braj. We only know Nanda, Nanda, Nanda. So that's a very deep meaning. Why? Shukadeva Goswami is saying Nanda Braj. He could say Braj Bhumi. But he's telling us, this is the Kal, the month, the time, Margashirsha, now. This is a place, a very special place called Nanda Braj. Because Vrindavan you may find somewhere, but Nanda Braj means that place where Nanda Baba is. And wherever there's Nanda Baba, there's Yashodama, and Nanda Nandan, and Baladev. So this is what Shukadeva is saying, this is Nanda Braj. Because Nanda moved from Brihadvan, and he came to Chatikar. And he went from Chatikar to Nandagaon, so, and even he lived sometimes in Kamyavan. So Nanda was moving. So wherever Nanda was, Nanda Nandan was there. And wherever there was Krishna or Nanda Nandan and Nanda, that was Nanda Braj. Or that is Nanda Braj. So this is the Desh. And that's Kaladesh. And Patra. Patra means circumstances. What are the circumstances here? Well, there's a time in Margashirsha month and a place, time and place, the Desh. Nanda Braj. And what are the circumstances? Well, there's the Kumarikas, the virgin gopis, the unmarried virgins of Vrindavan, the young girls. And they were only 6 years old. 6 years old, because a year later they entered the Rasa dance with Krishna when they were seven. They were 6 years old, Kumarika. Nanda Krishna Vande Kumar? Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar. So there's Nanda Kumar and there's the Nanda Kumaris. So this Leela is all about Nanda Kumar and the Braja Kumaris. Krishna was seven and the gopis were six. This is the Patra, the circumstances. And what are the more circumstances? That whenever there's a Brata, there must be an Ishta, there must be a Sankalpa, an Ishtadev, and a Sankalpa, and there must be Tapasya, and there must be Mantra, and there must be Snan. This is all part of Brata. You'll see, whenever you read Bratas, Kartik Brata, Chandrayana Brata, Chaturmasya Brata, they'll always describe what type of snan, what type of bhojan, what type of tapasya, what type of mantra, what type of ishta. All these things are there. So here, already in the first verse, we find out about the ishta, Katyayani Archan, Brata. The Katyayani Brata. And what was the bathing? They were bathing in Prataksnan. Sometimes there's bathing at midnight. The bathing for Bahulastami Brata. Bahulastami Brata is bathed at midnight to observe the Avirbhav of Radha and Krishna, or Radhakund. So this is their... What will they eat? They will eat... What is their bhojan? Havishan. There's Payo Brat in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam. There's Payo Brat only taking milk. There's Havishan Brat, Payo Brat, Nirjal Brat, Nirjal. And then there's Falahar. All these are different Bratas. And bathing, there's noon bathing, there's morning bathing. So it's very nice, so many things are told here, Kaladesha and Patra. So their ishta, we find out the circumstances. This is the Kumaris, and they're extremely austere. And also by this verse, Shukadeva Goswami is indicating, what kind of girls are we talking about here? Are we talking about any kind of virgins? Any kind of lusty virgin girls that are after some boy? Do you think any ordinary lusty virgin girl that's after some beautiful dark boy? You think any girl in Delhi, you say, you want to catch that boy in the temple, that brahmachari? Okay, eat unspiced khichdi once a day for 1 month. And go down to the Yamuna and bathe at sunrise right now in the winter. She'll say, excuse me, I don't really want the brahmachari that much.
She won't be able to do it. She won't be able to do it. Because she's not a yogini. These kumarikas, we say, oh, they're kumarikas. They're tender, soft little girls. They're only 6 years old. They're mahayoginis. Mahayoginis. So Shukadeva Goswami says, listen, be careful here. Be careful. Savadan. Hey, Vaishnav, Savadan. Be careful. At the door. We're at the doorway of this lila now. We're at the doorway. You open the door, you enter into the room. Oh, so many nice things. You come to the door, if the door is closed, you don't see the beautiful paintings, beautiful takwar and devotees, everything. We're at the door of this lila, so Shukadeva Goswami is preparing us. Listen, try to understand who we are going to talk about now. We're going to talk about the Braja Kumaris. There's no one in this room that can live for 3 days with unspiced khichdi. No rajma, no rasgulla. You'll die. In 3 days without rajma, you'll be dead.
Joke.
So understand. Oh, 1 month, khichdi. This is a circumstance we find out here. A brata to worship Katyayani. So we're finding out something about the time. Winter time, which is cold time. You want in the winter. You want ghee. Everyone wants to eat lots of fried things and ghee in the winter to keep warm. So now it's winter time, and they're not eating any ghee, unspiced khichdi. We want spices. Get the fire. We want spicy food, and you know it's winter time. Appetite goes up, and we eat now, and then we fast and starve in the summer. So see what great personalities they are. They're prepared in the winter time. We don't know more. We don't know about their snan. We only know about their bhojan. We know their ishta. This verse reveals their ishta and their bhojan. What will they? This is because brata means these things. Brata means an ishtadev. We don't know their sankalpa in this verse either. We don't know what is their sankalpa. Brata means sankalpa. Sankalpa. Ishta, sankalpa, bhojan, snan, puja. These are 5-6 things in all bratas. Must be there. You read the Katyayani brata, you read Katyayani, all these are described. So in this brata, we find out there's something called Katyayani brata. And we find out something about the diet. Diet means the bhojan, the diet. Bhojan is austere. It's not a one-day ekadasi, no grains. It's 1 month. One long month. 1 day seems like 12 years or more. Right? Some devotees, they go 4 months with no salt and they eat khichdi. It's very austere. So we're finding out. This is their diet. This is their ishtadev. Devi, Katyayani. And what else? That's it, I think. And then the time. It's a one-month vow. Some vow is 1 day. Harivasara is 1 day. Actually, it's really 3 days traditionally, but you say 1 day. And this is, and Chaturmasi is 4 months, and Chandrayan is 15 days. Chandrayan and Bratta is 15 days. So this vow is 1 month vow. It's a 1 month vow. It's in Nanda Braj, in Vrindavan, 1 month vow, and this diet, and these girls. We don't know their sankalpa. Why are they performing this vow? What's on their mind? What do they want? We don't know. We have some idea. We don't know what they want. That's the sankalpa. So then Shukadeva will reveal piece by piece. We're going a little slow, but this is the nature of Bhagavatam. It is like an ocean. You know, some of our guru bhais, they sit down and they speak on one verse for 7 days. The question is this brata only for sukkas? I mean, only for gopis, or sukkas only performing? To my knowledge, I don't know anyone else performing. Although this brata is, even today, is performed by different sadhakas. Worshippers of Radha and Krishna, they will perform this vow, but their sankalpa is slightly different, but the other things are the same. They will observe many things, but they'll modify the sankalpa. This is Katyayani Mahamaya, Mahayogini Rishwari, Nandagopa Sutam Devi, Patime Kurute Namaha. Their mantra is that we want Nanda Nandan to be our husband. This is their swabhav. This is their sankalpa, which we'll hear about. So someone who wants to have the nitya seva of Radha and Krishna, they may perform this vow and may even worship Katyayani because she's the yogamaya. But their sankalpa will be to attain the nitya seva of Radha and Krishna. So it's also permissible. It's just under guru. Guru has to guide with guru kripa and guru's instructions, and one engages in bhakti bhajan.